With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Mustang Track Club is back on island after a strong showing at the Caribbean Invitational Meet in Miramar, Florida. The club's president and head coach, Tyrone Yen, says the group delivered one of its most complete team efforts of the season, with athletes showing maturity, energy, and steady improvement across multiple events.
I'm incredibly proud of the team performance. The energy shown and the dedication shown by our athletes is exactly what we wanted from our young athletes. We saw a large number of our athletes having personal bests, but more importantly, it was a true team effort. I want to take a moment to highlight the Daquana Howell performance in the girls under 17-100, where she ran the qualifying time of 12 seconds flat to achieve the standard for the Curifta Games to be held in Grenada this Easter. Our training focus going forward for the next few weeks will be to get to the trials fast, ready, and to compete at peak, and hopefully we will have more qualifiers.
With the meet now behind them, Mustang shifts into preparation mode for the upcoming Carifta trials. In other local sports, Cayman Rugby's national men's 15-side are set for a major challenge this weekend as they host the University of Arkansas Razorbacks at the South Sound Rugby Pitch. Head coach Ed Goff says the visiting Razorbacks, one of the U.S.'s longest-standing university rugby programs, will bring a fast, physical style of play that's expected to test Cayman in all the right ways.
We're really looking forward to welcoming Arkansas University this Saturday down at the Rugby Club. It's going to be a great challenge for us. I'm expecting a really tough game, physical game. They'll want to play fast and put pressure on us, and it'll be a great opportunity for us to test our skills and our processes and structures as we prepare for our internationals later in the season against Bermuda and Barbados. We have a really strong squad. I know the team are eager to show Arkansas what rugby is all about down here in Cayman. Everyone is very, very welcome to the Rugby Club this Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff. Please come and support your Cayman men's rugby team.
The Razorbacks arrive with serious pedigree. Founded in 1971, they're the oldest rugby club at the university and consistent contenders at the CRAA Division I AA level, currently ranked 18th in the National Coaches Poll. Kickoff for Saturday's matchup is 3 p.m. once again at the South Sound Rugby Club. In local basketball, the Lions took on the U-17 Storm on Sunday. Experience won out as the Lions overpowered the Storm 90-65. Daniel Quinlan led the charge with 32 points on a highly efficient night. Jerome Narcisse added 20 points and 9 assists, while Curtis Wilson posted an 18-point, 12-rebound double-double. For the Storm, Jovan Bevins impressed with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Mason Miller contributed 11 points, 6 rebounds and 5 assist, and Drew Miles added 9 points. And in Monday's action, Michelob Ultra dominated from start to finish in a 97-51 victory. Brad Lansdale delivered one of the weekend's most complete performances, 34 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, and 5 steals, while Brian Ebanks added 25 points, going a perfect 5-for-5 from two-point range, while Joanki Montanaro Espinal chipped in 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. Coca-Cola was led by Michael Jacoban with 29 points and 10 rebounds. Christian Vivid grabbed 12 boards and Dardian Morgan added 8 rebounds. And the 5K Walk and Wag is Sunday at 7 a.m. at Safe Haven. Here's CIGTV's LaVita Thompson.
The walk is a fundraiser organized by the Cayman Islands Humane Society for the last 10 years. Some 300 participants are expected this year, and people are invited to collect a shelter dog at the shelter on Sunday, March 1st. Volunteers will be handing out dogs from 6 a.m., and you are encouraged to bring your own dog or your foster dog. Sign up is at the shelter or online via Cayman Active if you haven't done so already. Registration fee is CI $25 per person, and the first 200 people will receive a t-shirt. While it isn't a timed race, everybody crossing the finish line will receive a raffle ticket, and the event organizers indicated there are some amazing raffle prizes this year.
CIGTV's LaVita Thompson there. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.